know on. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Well, that's how it works. Welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, winding the clock of home ownership so that you'll know what time it is when it's time to become a home buyer. And that's what we do. Just a friendly reminder, REACH is an acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH. Or you may dial it the hard way, 855-487-3224. Or you may visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. You know, our highly skilled counselors say you can become a homeowner. It's easier than you think. All you have to do to get started is call the good folks at Reach and let the staffers and counselors do their job. They have the very latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. The best part is they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Well, coming up on today's show, Sadone Shiner joins us from the Maltz Theater with an update on their charitable activities and show schedules. And then Reach Radio has a special educational membership offer exclusively for Reach Radio listeners. We'll save you some time and some money with this deal, and there's no shipping or handling involved either. After that, Lou Terrell explains what the Arts Garage does. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. And let's take a look at this week's South Florida's real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your approved HUD counseling counselors. And now Reach Radio's random voice of wisdom and full-time news obfuscator, Steve Cody. Steve, how you doing?
Doing well. Thank you very much. Well, here's the headlines. The robo-signing controversy has spread from mortgage to credit card debt. It's alleged that a certain bank, the employees of that bank, were signing between 250 and 2,300 affidavits every day, and their bonuses were tied to their volume, according to a recently filed lawsuit. Now, the lawsuit accuses one large national bank of violating the Federal Racketeering, Influenced, and Corruption, or RICO, Act. Palm Beach County's housing market saw double-digit gains in median sale prices compared to last year, but the volume of sales stalled, inching up just 1%. The median sale price last month on a single-family home was $272,000. That's a 16% increase from the same time last year and a 7% increase from January. For those of you who've noticed home after home in South Florida with overgrown grass and dirty swimming pools and dark windows at night, you're not seeing the end of the world. It's just Florida's zombie foreclosure apocalypse. It's not The Walking Dead. What it is thousands of homes that are abandoned by both homeowners and banks, causing a blight in many South Florida neighborhoods. We'll find out what's being done about it, if anything. And relief is coming to tens of thousands of Floridians who experienced sudden severe flood insurance rate increases or were stuck with homes that they couldn't sell because the new owners would get hit with those increases. President Obama signed into law a bill designed to keep flooding premiums under control, to keep them from doubling, tripling, and in some cases even going up 10 times when a home changes hands. Those are the headlines. We'll have details of these and some other stories at the bottom of the hour.
Okay. I want to know about the zombie story, but we'll catch up on that later. What are they, Democrats that are lost? I don't know. When we return, our first guest joins us live in the studio, and we'll have to wait and see if she acts up. You know, and that's what she does up there at the Maltz Theater. So stay with us, because breaking up is hard to do, and I seriously doubt there would be any alimony or anything like that. So don't do it.
Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm alone.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy. Here to tell you about the Reach Membership Program. You know, if you're looking to purchase a home using FHA, HUD, or other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. There are more than 10 home ownership classes included in Reach's annual membership program. They average between $25 and $35 per course. This curriculum educates homeowners and home buyers on the basics of purchasing and owning or maintaining a home. Plus, you get 2 free credit checks per year. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational homebuyer programs, you would normally pay $235. But for a limited time, Reach is offering Reach Radio listeners the Reach Membership Program for only $99. Did I say that right? $99? You bet. That's a $136 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you want to sign up for their Reach Membership Educational Program. Toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. Their toll-free number again, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right. Joining us in the studio today is the director of the Maltz Theater. She earned her bachelor's degree in advertising public relations at the University of Central Florida. And for the past 10 years, she served the largest award-winning regional theater in Florida. Jennifer Sardone Shiner, welcome to Reach Radio.
Thank you, Alan.
Did I get that right?
Close enough.
I love hyphenated names, you know. It makes you think. And who wants to do that? So it sounds like you've done it all up there at the Maltz. You're into marketing. You've done sporting events. You've done concerts, lectures, theaters, comedy shows, trade shows. Anything you haven't done?
Radio.
Well, don't start here. This may or may not be radio. We don't know. So I understand you guys just went through a big renovation project up there.
We did. This past summer, we had a $2.5 million renovation.
Wow.
Yeah. It included the downstairs lobby, mm-hmm. an upstairs second floor, new lounge called the Club Level. Mm-hmm. We have a nice green room.
Is that like a VIP thing?
VIP area, yes, absolutely.
Indeedy. Yep. And how many seats do you have in there now as opposed to?
Before we had, now we have 617.
Nice. That's a healthy crowd.
It is, and we've been selling out every night.
Really? What kind of shows do you put on up there?
Great question. We've been producing Broadway shows from scratch. So we are considered a regional theater in the area. We are the largest in the state of Florida. We are award-winning, and right now on stage is The King and I.
Oh, wow. I guess Yul Brynner's not there.
No.
Well, we could dig him up for one performance, right, or something like that. So, give my regards to Broadway, I guess. How's that fit in the Palm Beach market?
It's fitting really well. We've made our own little niche up in the North County. People are traveling from South County to Vero Beach. We get a lot of group business. We get a lot of gated community folks. We have over 7,600 subscribers currently, and right now we're accepting subscriptions for next season.
Wow. All those subscribers are down here from New York, right? So that's how. That's
they need their theater fix.
That's it. They need to have their theater. That's right. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I know that theater used to be, just for folks who don't know, that was the old Burt Reynolds Theater, what,
yes.
500, 600, 700 years ago, right? Something like that.
Close.
But now you've got it all fixed up and you've got...
Now we're beautiful. We're able to match the quality of show that you see. The building now matches the experience, both on stage and off.
Yeah. You do a lot of activities outside of the theater, too, as far as you're on the board of just about everything there is to be on, right?
Anything in the arts community, anything that is marketing and advertising related, I make sure that our theater is always a part of it.
Which one of those groups keeps you the busiest?
Well, I'm at the theater mostly, but anything and everything right now, the Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
All right, we're going to be talking about that in a little bit, too. We have another special guest in the studio with us, and... we'll find out what's going on in that arena. So what kind of actors, who are the actors that you have? Anybody that we know? Or?
So we are an equity theater, which is the professional theater, the highest caliber of professional that you could be as an actor. And we audition here in Jupiter, in Orlando, and we rent a theater out in New York City, and we have hundreds of actors audition for us. And we're coming into that time period now in the next couple months for the next year's shows.
So you'll bring them down from New York to here, right?
Yes, we do.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. So that means you're getting good quality people.
It's the highest caliber of a professional that we have. We build all the sets here in town from scratch. We have a large warehouse where we build everything, carpentry, soup to nuts. We do it all.
Wow. And what's the summer activities look like at Maltz this year? Got anything big coming up?
The summer's going to be really busy. We offer a wide range of summer camp programs from pre-K to seniors in high school, anything from a summer camp ranging from a one-week camp to a three-week camp. And three-week camps produce a full-blown musical, which the public will be able to see over the summer.
Do you have, like, live musicians?
We have live musicians in our orchestra pit, or it depends on the way the director would like to see the show be performed.
How cool is that? I think live musicians would make it a lot better, right?
Yes.
Makes it more exciting that you feel that you're there. And
well, you get sucked in the show.
Yeah.
And then you leave singing.
Can I take the band with me? Well, that doesn't work, right? So you're a not-for-profit theater.
We are.
And that means, what do you do with your money?
It just means that we reinvest it into the next year's season or projects and operations for the venue itself. Many people don't see us actually as a business. They just see us as a place to come to get away from life and enjoy great entertainment, but we operate as a business.
That's how it's supposed to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any children performances and things like that?
We have a great kids program. We have a Kids Corner series, and we're getting ready to put on Junie B. Jones based on the kids book right now in the next couple weeks.
Right. So that gives you a wide range of audience, too. So.
We do. We have a wide range of audience. We actually have a conservatory school based in the theater.
You just took my next question. Stop that. She's reading my notes. That's what the problem. So tell me about the school. You bring kids in from everywhere, right? Yeah.
They come in. It's an after-school-based program, after school and weekends, and then certainly summer camp. It's the only conservatory of the highest caliber in the county, in Broward County and in Martin. So we're really well known, and we attract hundreds of students fall semester, spring semester. We follow the Palm Beach County guidelines for school.
So how in the world do we become a member of the theater if that's what we so desire?
We're subscribing people right now for next season, and we offer packages. We offer five shows, and we offer packages, either a four-play, as we call it, or a five-show package. And then you determine the seating, and now that we have three sections, we have orchestra, mezzanine, and the club level, which is the new seating.
What's the best?
The club level, I would say right now, has become very popular. People like to have an intimate experience, but more privately with their friends. The seats are larger. Your ticket comes with a drink at our bar on the upstairs club level. And there's a lot of leg room. So it accommodates a lot of people up there. And the view is basically as high as the stage. So that your direct view is the stage, and nobody could possibly ever sit in front of you.
Oh, right. It's because everything else is sort of sunk down.
Yes. Yeah. But you can't say no to the center orchestra either.
Right.
So it's just personal preference at this point.
Do you have personal waiters and everything for the upper section there?
No, we do not.
You have to go get your own popcorn, folks. But At least you'll be sitting in luxury. Let's give out the website for the theater. It's a real easy one. It's www.jupitertheater.org. How hard is that, right? Jupitertheater.org, or you may call them at 561-575-2223. That was pretty easy, right?
Easy.
So you oversee all the marketing aspects and everything up at the theater. What does that entail?
Anything from community outreach, connecting us with the community, because it's not just about theater on stage. It's about giving you the opportunity to see something sometimes in public or in a different environment. So, and it's also creating awareness about the shows that we have coming up. So right now we've already announced next year.
Right.
So that's what everyone's most attracted to right now.
But I'm in the marketing side of it. I mean, it's newspaper, radio. Oh, obviously, you're here in the radio.
Sure.
That's a
traditional, non-traditional, social media, you name it. We really capture a lot of audience.
You have a Facebook account?
Facebook, definitely.
And what is that, Facebook/Maltz?
Maltz Jupiter Theater.
Yeah, cool beans. All right, well, let's bring in Cindy Newman. And I said Sydney. I knew that. And she's a very special person too, right? She's working up at the theater with you. You're on a run this weekend, right? Is it this weekend?
Yes, it's this weekend. It's actually this evening. Ooh. We have a great event at the Vault 39 Wine Cellar in Jupiter on Donald Ross Road. This is a fundraising event that is actually the premiere opening of the bar, as well as a small birthday bash for myself. It was just my 26th birthday.
Oh, yay!
Thank you.
Happy birthday. All
so
right.
We are very excited to celebrate the cause in a fun way with live music, a free glass of wine, some cupcakes, all kinds of auction items.
Where is this again?
It is at Vault 39 Wine Cellar, 4580 Donald Ross Road.
All right. I might come up there for that. Free wine, right?
That would be great. Just $20 a person, and you get free wine.
And the $20, of course, goes to?
100% goes to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Wow. And what other events are you involved in with that?
We have several other great events. This is actually a Woman of the Year competition for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It is a 10-week sprint fundraiser that started at the end of February and goes through May 9th. So I have several fundraising events that are a lot of fun for everyone. My next event after this evening is on April 12th. It's called the Impassioned Hearts Gala. This is an exclusive event on the Valiant Yacht at the Palm Beach Yacht Club. It's actually $100 per person, but that gets you the experience of three local celebrity chefs, signature drinks. We've got imported beer. It is going to be an evening to remember.
Super. Well, I'll tell you what. And you can get all that information at the JupiterTheater.org website. No? Where do we go from
there?
Nope.
Actually, we have a special website set up. It is ImpassionedHearts.com.
Spell that, will you?
Yes, I will. It is ImpassionedHearts. Hearts, HEARTS.com.
That's how we roll here at Reach Radio Show. When we return, Jennifer will demonstrate her prognosticative powers with a forecast of the Maltz Theater's future events and activities. And I predict somewhere along the line there's going to be a bell. Has to be, right? Stand by. Here it comes. Here comes that bell.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know ways wrong.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
ain't got no home. I know phase is wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and still housing Heffy. No one's ever challenged me for that title, you know that? I'm it. And Jennifer Sardone-Shiner is still with us, and so is Cindy Newman. Cindy, I know I keep saying Cindy, but that's because my girlfriend's name's Cindy. That's not true. They're from the Jupiter Maltz Theater up in Jupiter, Florida, and we've been talking about some of the great activities that they have coming up and some of the theater that they do there. If you're a theater person, the Maltz Theater is definitely the place to go and visit. All the top things are there. Jennifer, what's again, give us a rundown for what's coming up this next
next season. We have The Foreigner, which is a comedy, to kick off the season end of October. And then we go into the holiday season with Fiddler on the Roof, which is a classic musical.
Yeah.
And in the new year, we are doing the musical The Wiz. And it's been rarely done, I would say. It's not. It's a very popular show, and we're going to bring a lot of magical theatrical elements to it. So it's going to be the family show of the year.
Right.
And then in February of 2015, we are doing Glengarry Glen Ross. Mm. And there's a beep right there.
Right. I think it was a bell. But
a bell, there you go. And then to end the season, we are doing Les Miserables for 4 weeks.
Wow.
That's so it's hot, a hot,
that's hot
season.
Stuff.
It
yeah,
is.
That's like top of the line. And so, folks, if you want to check out the activity calendar at the Maltz Theater, again, their website, www.jupitertheater.org, or you may call them at 561-575-2223. Sydney Newman, how about a little wrap-up for us on just exactly what the lymphoma organization is doing there. It's the Leukemia Lymphoma, right?
Yes, it's the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So right now we are in the middle of a 10-week sprint fundraiser for Man and Woman of the Year. 80 cents of every dollar raised goes toward research and patient care of blood cancers. And actually, someone is diagnosed in the U.S. with blood cancer every 4 minutes.
Oh,
so this
man.
Is a really serious cause that is really passionate to all of us who are involved.
Really? And have they got any? I mean, the money goes for research and everything like that. Are they close? Are they getting a cure ready? Because I've heard a lot of cases where they're taking care of that now.
Yeah, it's really amazing. There are discoveries every day, every year. And what's really cool about the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is they focus on blood cancers. But since the cells are in liquid form, all of the research that they conduct actually lead to many discoveries and cures of other types of cancer as well.
That's usually what happens.
Yeah,
we were looking
amazing.
For something. We found something else, right?
So what they do helps all types of people and all types of cancer diseases. And they are finding cures daily, which is amazing.
Wow. Well, give us the website one more time.
The website to find out about my further events and my campaign is impassionedhearts.com. That's impassionedhearts.com.
I can just see some guy riding down the car in his car right now trying to write that down, you know. And, you know, if you need to find that information out, you can just stop by the website or a phone number they can call.
Yep. You know what? They're free to call my cell. It's 772-485-8547. I have no problem giving that out.
One more time.
I'm sorry. My cell is 772-485-8547. You can ask me direct information about donations or my events, and you can also go to impassionedhearts.com and donate directly on that website.
All right. Well, remember, she just had a birthday, so when you call up, at least say happy birthday, right?
All Thanks.
Right. All right. Well, let's move on to this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. Now, this property is located in Delray Beach. It's a beautiful, ready-to-move-into, cool condo, if you will. It's a one-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath. It has fresh paint, resurfaced cabinets, and new ceilings. Located in a nice 55 or over gated community with full access to the courtesy buses, tennis courts, swimming, golf, pool, restaurants, everything you need to have a life, I think. It'd be a nice night for an evening if you were out there. Again, that's in Delray Beach. It's 571 Brittany Lane, Delray Beach, Florida. It's a cool condo with one bedroom and one bath. And there's lots of things to do. They have the standard clubhouse, community rooms for shows and movies and bingo and dances. Bingo, who does bingo, right? If cool condo living suits your lifestyle, then this is the property that's made for you. Take control of the moment and call Pat Tracy at 561-351-8000. And that's this week's Spotlight Home, again brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. For more information, be sure and call her. Her cell phone number is 561-351-8000. All right. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Lou Terrell joins us with a discussion about the Arts Garage in Delray Beach. After that, Rick Snyder has a few more things to say about spring cleaning. Last week, we covered the outer doors. This week, we're covering the inside doors. So, and then real stories from real Reach clients and their special needs and how Reach helped them out. But right now, live from the WBZT studios, it's time for Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our self-inflicted news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you, Alan.
What do you, how do you inflict yourself?
I don't know.
With
but
news information, right? Take it away.
Well, in the news this afternoon, relief is coming to tens of thousands of Floridians who experienced sudden severe flood insurance rate increases, or they were stuck with homes that they couldn't sell because the new owners would get hit with those increases. President Obama signed into law a bill that the Senate passed on Thursday in the same overwhelming fashion as the House did earlier this month. That bill reverses major provisions of the 2012 law that forced the rate spikes. One of the biggest problems created by the Bigger Waters Flood Insurance Reform Act of 2012 was that the law removed premium subsidies when a primary residence was sold. New buyers have been shocked to discover that they owe thousands more than they expected, and some would-be homebuyers have backed off. Now, the changes eliminate the sale trigger, and it refunds any increased premium that a new owner has already paid. Going forward, rates could rise by no more than a maximum of 18% a year. Still quite a bit, but this is going to continue until the actuarially sound rates are finally achieved. For those who have noticed home after home in South Florida with overgrown grass, a dirty pool, dark windows at night, no, you're not seeing the end of the world. It's just Florida's zombie foreclosure apocalypse. RealtyTrack considers a zombie foreclosure when a homeowner abandons a house that is facing a pending foreclosure action. There are about 55,000 of those in Florida, more than triple the nearest state of Illinois. When combined with bank-owned homes, there are more than 140,000 homes in Florida in zombie or REO mode. Zombie homes in Florida have been in foreclosure an average of 1,095 days, according to RealtyTrack. The good news is that many home buyers aren't afraid of the walking dead, with about 22,400 sales of Florida homes and condos in January, according to Florida Realtors. That inventory of zombie homes and REO will eventually be revived by homeowners if the trend continues. Speaking of trends, Palm Beach County's housing market saw double-digit gains in median sale prices in February compared to last year, but the volume of sales stalled, inching up just 1%. The median sale price last month on a single-family home was $272,000, that's a 16% increase from the same time in 2013, and a 7% increase from January. Statewide, sales closed on 15,826 homes, that's a mere 2% increase from last year, while median sale prices were up 10% to $165,000. Realtors blamed a lack of inventory priced under $300,000 for the pace of the sales. There was a 5.8-month supply of homes countywide in February, about the same as last year and lower than the 6 months that is considered a balanced market. The higher prices in Palm Beach County and statewide may finally be putting a dent in some of the investor buying, with a number of cash sales down 7.5%. and 4%, respectively. Still, cash deals made up 51% of Palm Beach County sales last month and 48% statewide. Both flippers and investors with plans to rent long-term have been competing with traditional buyers for those homes. Black, Latino, and Asian American organizations filed a petition in Sacramento Superior Court demanding that California Governor Jerry Brown return up to $350 million out of California's share of the 2012 national mortgage settlement. The groups allege the governor unlawfully diverted these funds to meet other obligations of the state. They argue the funds should have gone to their communities, those the hardest hit by the economic downturn. Although the state of California at the time faced a budget deficit, that was then. Now, due in part to the governor's successful efforts, the state projects a multi-million dollar surplus, according to a joint press release. In light of this imminent surplus, the National Asian American Coalition twice urged Governor Jerry Brown to return the unlawfully taken funds so that they can be used for their originally intended purpose. The governor failed to respond. Florida, by the way, got their share of the national mortgage settlement. It was $384 million. There haven't been any petitions like that filed here. Former Lake Worth attorney Timothy McCabe used stolen money to pay off the mortgage on his Boca Raton home before skipping town last year to travel the country, according to federal prosecutors responding to a plea for a later sentence. McCabe, a 56-year-old father of three, faces up to 12 and a half years in prison at a hearing scheduled for next Wednesday following his October guilty plea to five counts of fraud. U.S. District Court Judge Kenneth Reinskamp will do the sentencing next month. Seemingly upstanding attorney, Mr. McCabe, and a family man, apparently built clients out of millions of dollars before hopping a bus to parts unknown. The robo-signing contract, parts unknown? Yeah. Well, you remember the robo-signing that was going on in the mortgage business? Well, now it appears that it has gone into credit card debt as well. J.P. Morgan Chase was accused in Miami in a class-action lawsuit of filing thousands of false affidavits in court. The lawsuits seek to form a class of Chase customers that were hit with default judgments after the bank submitted a robo-signing affidavit in support of a motion for default. It's alleged that certain Chase employees were signing 250 to 2,300 affidavits a day, and their bonuses were tied to the volume of those signings, according to the lawsuit. The lawsuit accuses Chase of violating the RICO Act. Among the remedies the lawsuit is seeking at Chase, it wants reimbursement of monies taken unlawfully from consumers and also damages. The lawsuit said that the affidavits were notarized en masse by notaries who did not witness the party's signature. Chase was motivated to file affidavits as quickly as possible to obtain default judgments without ensuring the accuracy of the cardholder's debt, this according to the lawsuit. People for decades have flocked to Florida. Many envision opportunity, warmed by the sunshine along with streets paved with gold, but they were smacked by the global economic crash and the plodding recovery. Because of that, an increasing number of homeless people have learned that life on Florida streets is not exactly golden. Florida's 14.8% jump in homelessness since 2007 leads the nation, according to federal figures. It triples the national average of 5.7%. The Florida Council on Homelessness reported 45,300 Floridians were living on the street or in an emergency shelter during a single-day count in 2013. Now, South Florida fared a little better, if the numbers from the Florida Department of Children and Families are to be believed. Broward County had 2,820 homeless in 2013, compared to 5,200 in 2007. In Palm Beach County, the count went from 1,766 in 07 to 1,543 in 2013. But look around you. While the official head count is down in South Florida, anybody can see that the challenge still remains quite serious. And that, my friends, is the news.
Wow. I want to know a little bit about this zombie, because I like The Walking Dead. I think that's So what are they? Are they just saying zombie because it's a convenient word, or is there an actual meaning?
No, because it's actually dead. I mean, no, the people leave the house and wait for the bank to take it over. That's one scenario where about 55,000 of those have happened. And the other scenario is the bank just doesn't see any money in it,
right?
And they leave it empty. Mm-hmm. So the pools are full of muck. There are animals running around. The yards are 3 feet deep. And
mold inside the house?
Yeah. And some cities are doing something about it. And there's squatters, too, lots of them, mostly criminal types that are living in these houses.
Yeah. This is the reason that we always say when you get that notice from the bank, you know, you have 20 days to respond.
Answer it.
For crying out loud, answer it.
Mm-hmm. Call Reach.
Or call Reach, exactly.
Good advice.
That would be the exact thing to do. So, well, I always, you know, my ear peaks up when I hear zombies. So I thought that was kind of interesting there. So anyway.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Whoa. All right. That means that it's time for our house. Isn't that cool? Well, we love Crosby, Stills, Nash, and I guess Young wasn't with him when they did that, right? But what the heck. Rick Snyder has all the latest information on the outer side of the spring cleaning.
Inside.
Inside? Well, we did the outer side last week.
That's right.
So now we're doing the inside.
So now that your yard is cleaned up,
yeah.
Time to walk in. You'll track all the stuff in from your yard.
You got to clean that up.
Got to clean it up now. And the best way to start is in a place you don't see very often. It's the inside of your closet. You've got to organize the closet. Spring is the best time to do this.
Why would I do that?
Because you are a neat man.
Oh,
you're very neat.
And it keeps zombies away.
Absolutely. Get rid of unused clothing or accessories. Throw them out. It'll make your life easier. And if you donate your items, you'll be giving somebody else a gift. If you haven't looked in your closet for a while, don't be scared. You're right. There might be a zombie hiding in there. Washing walls, cabinets, baseboards, and woodwork. Doesn't this sound like a fun Saturday? To clean painted walls, cabinets, baseboards, and woodwork, take a clean cloth or sponge and water. If that doesn't work, add a small amount of mild dishwashing liquid to the water for tough stains. You can try a little formula 409 or Fantastic, but be sure to rinse after you use those formulas. Last resort, try a magic eraser for stubborn marks. Stainless steel. People tend to overclean stainless steel. Make it shiny and clean. Use a small amount of stainless steel cleaner along with a microfiber cloth once or twice a week.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah. Stainless steel cleaner?
What, yes.
What?
Even mild products like soft scrub, you could scratch and ruin the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Care for your countertops and tile. If you have granite, it's important to have that granite countertop sealed several times as soon as they're installed. If you haven't done that, you can still seal it. Seal it anytime. You remove grime and mildew. Mix a half cup of ammonia with a gallon of water. That ammonia is pretty
be
potent.
Careful with
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. For coffee and juice stains, try using a little hydrogen peroxide in water, plus a few drops of ammonia. And for everyday wear and tear, buff away small scratches with super fine steel wool called Grade 000.
Hydrogen peroxide, you
yes.
say?
Yes.
Is that the same hydrogen peroxide that you rinse your mouth out with?
Ooh, I wouldn't do that, would you?
Mm-mm.
No. Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that. No, you can dye your hair with it, though. You
oh, that hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, watch out for that.
You're cleaning too late, your house? It's already white.
Yeah. Cleaning your house, carpet and upholstery, important. You got to move the furniture, vacuum in those hard-to-reach places. Get that stuff out of there. If it helps to have someone help you move the furniture, call Al. Okay.
No.
He loves to move furniture.
No. Call Sydney. You have her cell phone number.
Carpets and fabric tend to capture and harbor dirt and, body oil and grease. Okay? Got to clean them. Get in there with your synthetic carpeting as well. You can either buy or rent a shampooer for your synthetic carpeting. Also, if you want to call a professional carpet cleaner, these guys are good. They know how to do it, and your carpet always looks great. Now, if you have wool carpets or rugs or any that are valuable or delicate, here's where the professionals come in. To keep carpets looking nice, remove your shoes when you get home. Just take them off and kind of wander through the carpet. It's kind of cool. Best, however, to leave your socks on because walking around on your clean carpets leaves your body's natural oils, which attract dirt. All right, so now we're cleaning your house. Take care of your tile and your wood floors. It's best to use a cleaner that has neutral pH on the label. This is a green recipe. For a home recipe, mix a half cup of baking soda into 2 gallons of water. Mix thoroughly. Apply with a string or sponge mop.
This isn't Grandma Snyder's home recipe.
No. Right. Nope. Right. And if you have tile, you have grout. Is it gray? Is it black from dirt? Use the same baking soda and water mixture. Now, here's where the fun comes in.
To get the grout out? Is that what's
to get the dirt off the grout.
Yeah.
Use a toothbrush. Make sure you're not using it to brush your teeth.
Ew.
Get down on that floor and scrub that grout with your baking soda and water. And
this sounds like it's a little too
labor intensive.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't it be better just to hire somebody to do all that?
You can do all that, but hey, Al, what are you doing on a Saturday afternoon after the show? Get home, clean your house, clean your ceiling fixtures, clean those ceiling fans. Look in the corner for cobwebs. You'll need a long-handled cleaning device. Got that. And check the light fixtures, too. You probably need a stepladder. Windows and curtains. We're going to wrap it up with this one.
All right.
If you have sliders, I swear I looked at my slider the other day. I'm so glad I'm doing
sliding glass doors? Is that what you're talking
about? Big, tall windows.
Yeah.
They're dirty. They get dirty in the winter. Mine face outside.
Of course. So, if you don't have dirt on them, you'll walk into them.
Well, clean. Use a rubber edge squeegee. Much quicker, more effective than cloth, newspaper, or towels. You can get them at a hardware store, Home Depot, et cetera. Dip a sponge into a bucket of warm water and a few drops of mild dish soap. Wet the window. Rub the dirt away.
What happened to Windex?
You're going to have to use a lot of it. It's easier with the soap and water.
Really?
Then you're dampening the squeegee. Start in an upper corner. Draw it down, top to bottom. Repeat with overlapping strokes. Wipe the rubber edge of the squeegee because you're going to pick up dirt there, and you're done.
Nobody's going to do that.
I am. I've already been informed that we're cleaning the sliders.
Here's a thought. If you rent, do all those things before you leave. You'll get all your deposit back, and you can go buy a home with the help of Reach.
Oh, there
you go. Oh, wow. There you go.
Hold on. Let me write that down. That's please one do point it for Steve. Very good for bringing. You're right. Call Reach, for crying out loud. We probably won't come out and clean your house for you, but
Not this week.
We can get you a house.
I'm going to be busy cleaning mine this week, so you'll have to do your own, folks. But it is, you know, you make it fun. Make it happy.
Now, how? You could spend the next 5 minutes telling me how to make it fun.
Well, use that squeegee, Al.
Play your music loud enough that all the neighbors come over, and then when they come over to complain about the noise, you enlist them.
Isn't squeegee a fun word anyway? Squeegee?
Say that backwards.
It's spring cleaning time. Clean that house.
All right. I love it. That's great. We do all sorts of neat stuff here at Reach Radio, right? Hey, listen, just a reminder, you know, last week we had the Lord's Place on, and they were talking about their homeless sleepout that's coming up Friday, April the 11th at the Meyer Amphitheater in West Palm Beach. Now, registration opens at 6 p.m. That's Friday, 6 p.m. They will have entertainment and all sorts of activities going on until 11 p.m. when the lights go out. Now, this is a real sleep out. Bring your sleeping bags, or they will even allow you to bring a tent. So participants have the option to sleep outdoors in a sleeping bag and tents in a symbolic effort to raise awareness about the estimated 3,200 men, women, and children who are homeless on any given night in Palm Beach County. The morning brings a brand new day at 7 a.m. I guess that's when we wake up and we're done with the sleep out. Teams will conclude the event with a ceremony of hope and celebrate being another step closer to ending homelessness in our community. For more information about the Sleepout 2014, check their website at www.sleepout2014. That's the number 2014. So it's www.sleepout2014.org, or you may call the Lord's Place at 561-537-4638. That's 561-537-4638. Well, when we return, we have some important news about our first-time homebuyers workshop. Classes are filling up fast, so stay with us. And we may not dress with the best of taste, and nature didn't give us such a beautiful face, but baby, we got what it takes.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
I know pays the wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, reminding you about Reach's first-time home buyers workshop. You know, if you're looking for a home and you need a helping hand, then please plan to attend Reach's first-time home buyer workshop coming up this March 23rd. That would be tomorrow. So February's workshop was full. We had to move many of the applicants to the March workshop, so you might want to call early and secure your place. You know, when you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you'll have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you'll be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about Reach's first-time home buyer workshop, please call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H, or 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $35 fee for this special workshop, but it includes lunch and beverages. You know, Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And here's a useful tip. You know, Reach has definition from HUD that a first-time home buyer is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years, sort of like their forgiveness program, I guess. So there's no excuse not for you to attend this valuable first-time home buyers workshop this Sunday, tomorrow, March 23rd, starting at 1 p.m., wrapping up around 7 p.m. And if you want to get on the list, and we may, of course, we'll have one next month. So if you don't, if this class is full, we'll have to throw you into next month's class. So it'd be a good idea to call now and get your name on the list. It's 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press zero for the operator. So don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. All right, now let's just wrap back a little bit and talk about some Reach testimonials. You know, one of the biggest problems that we have is that people don't believe that we can do what we say we do. And we hear that from all the Reach affiliates, the home free affiliates around the United States. Everyone says the same thing. People just don't believe that we can do what we say we can do. And let me tell you, we can do it. And that's what we're here for. Steve, you have some letters for us from some satisfied Reach clients?
I certainly do. This one comes from Lantana, and they say, we got a foreclosure notice from the bank, but we're eventually giving a fresh start with our modification because of the good work of the people at Reach. Our new mortgage repayment plan lowered our monthly payment amount, and the delinquent payments were rolled over to the end of the original mortgage, so no more late charges. Wow. We want to thank you very much for your passion, your commitment, and your dedication to positively resolving our mortgage repayment dilemma. We now have our home, and we are grateful to the folks at Reach. This one says that I'm writing to you because I'd like to tell you my loan modification story. I was going through a bad time with my mortgage payments and decided to call a lawyer who had taken care of a previous case of mine. Turned out, for the first 6 months, I didn't hear from the lawyer. I was at the, I was listening to the radio, and they said on the radio, "Don't waste any of your time with the lawyer. If anyone can help you, it's Reach." Well, due to that advice, I did get the help I needed. It took only 40 days to solve my entire case. I'll never forget that. Thanks to the effort and dedication of Reach, I will not be homeless.
You know, that sort of thing
makes you feel so good.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have special relationships with these financial institutions. Mm-hmm. They know us. We mm-hmm. talk to them on a daily basis. It's not like an attorney takes your case and he calls them up and he's just talking to somebody on the phone. He doesn't know who they are because he doesn't do it every day mm-hmm. like the good folks at Reach do. And we always talk about Wanda Camacho. She's like a superstar out there. She really takes care of the people. What else you have? Another one out there?
Yeah, here's one that says, on August 29th, Reach received a copy of a HAMP trial modification. If you don't know what that is, this is one of the things you'll learn about in one of the Reach classes. A great incentive was presented to us. We are eligible for principal forgiveness on a deferred basis. So the last one we were reading about said that they took the default, the deficiency, and put it on the end. In this case, the bank was Ocwen. They actually forgave $161,000 of the principal, and that principal reduction of $508,939 on a loan of approximately $700,000. They appeared in court. There was an order issued to cancel the foreclosure sale. So there is a huge savings, all because the folks at Reach, as Alan said, know the people at the bank. They can go to them, and they can negotiate with the banks and get you a better deal.
All right, super duper. Well, you know what? There's somebody hanging on the phone here that knows all about that stuff, probably a lot more than we do. Mm-hmm. And that is, of course, the most intelligent person in the world, the executive officer of Reach, Pat Tracy. Pat, how are you today?
Alan, you can't be talking about me, hon.
Yes, I am.
No. I'm doing well listening to your show. It's been very good. And I know that we're getting ready to look at fair housing next month.
That's correct.
So I thought with this, we ought to look at what was in the Washington Post last week about the housing recovery is leaving minorities behind.
Okay, we got about 2 minutes. Go.
Okay, it's hard to get a mortgage right now, not just relative to the good old days, but even before that. Right now, in 2001, blacks were 6% of the mortgages done. In 2005, it went to 8%. Now it's back down to 5%. Hispanics were 9%. 2005, 13%. Now it's back down to 9%, even though we have many more Hispanics today than we had then. So you can see that the minorities are losing out because of the tight credit. Even though houses are more affordable, minorities in particular are losing out on the chance to build wealth. So we're going to try to change that at Reach and make it a better situation for minorities in our community.
Right.
And
they
that
need
is
to,
our goal.
They need to call Reach at 855-48-REACH. We couldn't make it any easier.
You got it, Alan.
What do you attribute that to, Pat? Why are the minorities missing out?
Because they made credit so hard. They made it more difficult for creditworthy people that were considered creditworthy in 2001 before this bust all happened. They've tightened credit even beyond that. Mm. And so that particularly hits the minorities. It particularly helps the very wealthy because they have money to invest and can buy up properties at lower prices, whereas the minority individual who could get a good buy right now is passed over.
Wow. So that's due to the regulations and the tightening of the credit. So it sounds like once again the government comes in, they break your leg, and then they go, do you need a crutch?
Right. So we do need to get our credit system back with common sense. Common sense underwriting needs to be put back into the marketplace to help the minority, and not just those that lost funds before, but to help the people that were always creditworthy and able to buy homes prior to this tightening.
All right. Thanks, Pat Tracy. That's the CEO, executive officer of Reach, and she knows everything. Don't doubt her on that. All right. Thanks for joining us today. That's about all the time we have left for this Saturday. You know, if you'd like to visit the show website, it's reachradioshow.com. That's where we keep all the archives. And to remember to call Reach at 855-48-REACH if you're looking for a home. We'll see you next Saturday live from 12 to 1. Be sure to tell your friends about the show. And remember, we're having fun helping kids.
I know face is wrong. I'm a lonely boy.